Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Boy, I'll tell you, you know what, it's a wonderful Monday. It's another great day in the neighborhood is, what was his name? What's his name that used to do that with the patches on his, oh boy, I'm telling you, the mind is the first thing to go, but everybody knows who I'm talking about. Anyway, I got on the treadmill again today. I haven't been on it in a couple of weeks. I've been kind of goofing off and eating, you know, donuts and stuff like that, just because I felt like doing that kind of crap instead of doing something that would be healthy. And hey, you know what? That stuff is healthy too, in a way, because you got to have some mental health respites now and then. And so chocolate covered white cream donuts were it, as well as a lot of other junk food and goofing off and just kind of vegetating psychologically. But here we are again today. The stock market is tanking. What did we expect, right? What do you expect? What do you expect? You know, I've heard some people say that we get the government we deserve, and I don't really believe that. You know, ignorance is something that I think has been done to people. And well, I know it's been deliberately done. They've been left ignorant and in the dark for a very deliberate reason. But I don't know. Do you make excuses for people whose ignorance leaves them in a so-called state of bliss or denial, or do you hold them accountable? I don't know. But I have a lot of different opinions on that, depending upon, I guess, the day of the week or the moment in time or whatever it is in particular that I'm referring to. But here we are today. The stock market is crashing. Of course, those of you who know I've been focusing on United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, also realize that I have said repeatedly, as have my guests in a variety of fashions, and I don't know how many different ways we can say it, but these things are being deliberately done. The goal is to redistribute the wealth of the United States out of this country, to have a one-world government where there is a fiefdom of the ruling elite, and the rest of us will be serfs on the plantation. We will be slaves on the plantation. This is the creation of the 21st century plantation. It will be a worldwide plantation, and it's not going to be a fun place to live. I can guarantee you that much. I don't think any time anyone is enslaved is a fun time. It's pure evil. These people are evil. They are diabolical, and they are very persistent, and they are very methodical in how they go about eliminating property and prosperity, and they want it all. They're pigs at a trough. They truly are. They are pigs, evil pigs at a trough. But my goal, as well as all of the people that I bring on my show, is to give information to people, because I, as I have said heretofore, and I say again today, that we are gathering soldiers for this war that we are in. We are in a war. It's been undeclared, but it is a war nonetheless. It truly is us against them. They are out to enslave us, and that is a fact. It is not fiction. That is a fact. And, you know, I got an email from somebody, and this is a real smart lady. In fact, I had her on my show last week. She's going to be on again this week, I think on Thursday, Vicki Davis, who's a great researcher. But she was talking about something she was watching on C-SPAN, and of course, all week long, we're going to talk about, you know, what we need to do to create jobs in this country. And of course, all of us know who have half a brain, quarter of a brain, maybe, all of us know that the way jobs are created is, let's start with the leveling the playing field with all these so-called free trade agreements that have helped to advance the globalist agenda of taking down the economy of the United States. Huh? So we could start with that. We could start with leveling the playing field by making sure that companies that wanted to outsource their jobs to third world nations because they're looking for cheap labor, well, that we had tariffs on those goods coming into this country from China, and that we leveled the playing field, not by making the wages in this country slave wages, $1 an hour wages as they are in third world nations, if that, but we made it a level playing field, and then those corporations, almost those multinational corporations who pay no taxes, might think twice and might say, hey, it's just as cheap for me to stay in the United States and create those jobs than it is to send them off to, like, a communist country such as China. But anyway, let me give you some information if you want to call into the show today. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. I've got another great guest lined up this morning, and I've actually had him on before. And I think what I'll do is bring Fred on. We're going to be going to break in a minute or two. I'll bring Fred on after the first break. My guest who will be joining me this morning is Fred Kelly Grant, and he's one of the rare attorneys that we like and we don't want to see at the bottom of the ocean. We like Fred Kelly Grant. And his organization is called Trademark America, and the website is trademarkamerica.org. And you can go there, and Fred was very instrumental in helping to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. For those of you who think Rick Perry is the man who's got your back, he was very, Rick Perry was behind pushing that Trans-Texas Corridor, as were many other politicians who will sell their soul to the highest bidder. So Fred's going to join me in a minute or so. His website, trademarkamerica.org. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will have a link to Fred's website up there, as well as a podcast of the show will be up there later tonight. There's a lot of great information there. Please go and check it out. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, and Fred will be on the line with me. So hang in there, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Do not go away.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
E. Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. Tons of great information there. There's a link, will be a link to Fred Kelly Grant's website, which is trademarkamerica.org, up on my website. Listen, I wanted to mention as well, listen, free speech isn't free. Costs money to have Republic Broadcasting Network on the air and able to bring all of the programming you like to listen to you. So please go to republicbroadcasting.org and put a few dollars in their pocket to help with the costs of electricity and someone to man the phones and all of those things that they need to do to be able to present the different programming that people like to listen to. So on that note, hello, Fred. How are you this morning?
Peggy, I'm fine. How are you? I've got a little voice problem. I've been talking for a whole week, but I'll make it through.
Good, because I want you to talk for a couple more hours, and then you can take the rest of the day off, okay?
That would be good.
You have my permission.
Listen,
Fred, for those who are listening who are not familiar with you, would you just give us a quick rundown on your background, please?
I sure will. I'll just hit the high spots.
Okay.
I graduated from the University of Chicago Law School, where I really became fascinated, I had at the College of Idaho, too, with constitutional history, but in law school, constitutional law. My aim, though, was to be one of the best criminal lawyers that I could be, and so I went into criminal law in Baltimore. I was chief of the organized crime division in the Baltimore State's Attorney's Office and an Assistant United States Attorney, then in criminal defense work. And when my oldest son was ready to go to start to school, my wife wanted to move back to Idaho, so we did. I became counsel to two governors here, Cecil Andrus and John Evans, and then got back into the criminal field doing death penalty work. And about 18 years ago, I started helping ranchers and farmers protect their grazing and their farmlands and their private property rights against the federal agencies. And that has led to development recently of Trademark America, a foundation that is really focused on not defending against the federal agencies, but turning it around and trying to recover the economy of rural counties that have been just devastated by federal regulations.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Okay. Well, that's kept you busy. I know that much. I just have a couple quick questions for you, Fred.
Okay.
And then we can go to talking about, I know you're heavily involved in something, as Stacy in your office mentioned to be at me about a dam in Idaho or Oregon. Anyway, we'll get into whatever you'd like to, but I just have a couple questions.
Okay.
And you may know these cases. You may not be familiar with them. But one of them is Schultz v. Milne from 1994. Do you know that case?
By name, I can't recall it. What does it have to do with?
Well, it said that defendants fail to apprehend basic constitutional tenets restricting the extent to which state power may be delegated to private parties.
Yeah.
It appears to the court that the city may have improperly contracted away its legislative and governmental functions.
Yes.
And my question with that, I was thinking about this transportation authority that was given eminent domain powers here, created by the county commissioners in the county I live in. Now, do they have the power to be able to delegate to unelected people? Wouldn't eminent domain, wouldn't that be a municipal function?
Well, I'm going to tell you first what my own personal view is. My own personal view is they do not have that power.
Okay.
It's a violation of their constitutional duties and responsibilities. But the courts will say they do. The courts have allowed it in all kinds of respects. For example, in Idaho and in most states, a public utilities commission has the right to take property by, not Public Utilities Commission, a public utility. Idaho Power has the right to take land by eminent domain. In most states, there are either state, either private utility companies or other private public associations or even regional commissions that are allowed to take land by eminent domain. And I don't believe that ever was that intended by the founders of the Constitution.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't by the people who wrote the state constitution.
Yeah. I have one other question. What's the difference between a code and an ordinance, Fred?
Well, a code, the basic definition of a code is a codification of ordinances.
Okay.
Ordinances are like statutes. They're individual laws that are passed. The code is the collection of them.
So does do these different zoning stipulations, such as the requirement for the height of trees above a sidewalk or something, would those ordinances then be something that is a law that they passed?
Yes, they're most zoning is done by a zoning ordinance.
Okay,
which is passed to implement whatever local land use plan has been developed. Those ordinances then go into a code, and in most local areas you have a zoning code or a planning and zoning code, and in that section of the local law are all of the zoning ordinances and planning ordinances that have been passed from the beginning of time.
So what? All right, we won't. I'm just thinking about a lot of these, I've had a lot of people from this group called Face Off, which is Fight Against Code Enforcement Office.
Right.
Fred, are you familiar with them?
Well, I'm not familiar with that group, but there are groups all over the country like that. Code enforcement officers are individuals employed by local government to enforce mainly the zoning code, but also the building codes. All of the different codes that regulate our land use and regulate business use in local areas, none of which, frankly, were ever conceived of, I suspect, by our founders.
Yeah, I'm sure not.
Zoning came into being way late in our history, and the first zoning ordinances were passed, I think, in New York. It was one of the eastern states, they were challenged, of course, as being unconstitutional. And what the courts ruled were that they were a valid exercise of the police powers of the local government in order to protect public health and welfare. And that would have been shortly before 1900.
So then where does, then this goes back to who defines the individual's private property rights and the collective, if this is supposedly for the good of the community. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's
an arbitrary definition, isn't it?
It is indeed. And it's a definition that is made by a governing board without concern for individual private property rights. It's the concept that you have to give up your private property right for the good of the public, good of the community. The governor of Maryland just a few years ago made that statement when he was promoting and sponsoring smart growth zoning and planning in the Maryland legislature. And the question was asked, well, what does this do to private property rights? And he said, Marylanders have to step to the plate and give up their private property rights for the good of the community.
Well, I just read something over the weekend, Fred, and it's just amazing to me they come up with all this Orwellian crap. But this was amortization of non-conforming use.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was reading this article about some churches. In fact, this was from Maryland, ironically enough, and it was talking about, and this was an article that was just written July 14th of this year, talking about cities putting the heat on churches under smart growth because, of course, there's the amortization of nonconforming uses, and they were deciding that churches were not, they were now a nonconforming use, which, of course, this whole amortization of it means that they're going to eliminate any kind of grandfather clauses, and you'll be SOL.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the you know, at one point, the only reason that zoning ordinances were held to be constitutional is because they were not retroactive. They did not apply to change the land use of a person who already was exercising a land use, and that was the so-called grandfather clause. What it really was it wasn't a privilege that was given to the landowner. It was a recognition of the landowner, whether it's a church or an individual or a business, of their constitutional right to use the land as they were using it at the time the zoning ordinance was passed. But yeah. Maryland has undertaken to try to change that, and hopefully there will be a court that will say, nope, that doesn't work.
Yeah, because their goal is, of course, obviously, they're going to push out all tax-exempt non-property-paying uses. They're going to push them out. And
well, the whole purpose of smart growth zoning is to limit human activities in particular areas. It's consistent with the corridor concept. There's a bill in the Congress right now that would set up human focusing in corridors throughout the United States. There would be corridors, and the bill contains maps that that demonstrate where those corridors are. It describes them by legal definitions, corridors running from Canada to Mexico and Central America, where human activities and development are to be discouraged. Humans are encouraged into urban areas, and these are left to be open areas for the purpose, quote, of migration of animals and wildlife, quote.
What's the name of that bill? Do you know the number for it?
I don't know the number because it will be reintroduced in the new session, but it is the Wildlands or Wildlife Corridors Bill. If you just enter it into Google, the bill will come up.
Okay. All right. So
it's a frightening thing. When you start to identify all of the corridors, as Michael Kaufman has, the entire country is colored by those corridors that would eliminate or seriously discourage and limit human activities.
It's a
depopulation concept.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, except for that handful of elitists who will rule us.
That's right.
You know, they'll be enjoying all the accoutrements of a 21st century lifestyle, and we will live like serfs in the 15th century.
That's exactly right. That's where it's headed, and, you know, we just have to stop it.
Yeah, we do.
I wouldn't have believed this 15 years ago, even that late in my life. I wouldn't have believed that we would come to this.
Yeah, I know. It is a mind blower. I talked to a lady over the weekend, and again this morning she sent me something. And she said, "Is this it?" And I said, "Yes, it's it." And then I talked to her on the phone, and I said, "It's a mind blower because everything that you've held true all of these years of your life, it turns out to be a big lie, and they've been lying to you and deceiving you."
Exactly.
Since
there's a common theme behind it all. The EPA, for example, right now, and I don't know whether the rule has gone into effect, but it's been approved by EPA. It will require a commercial driver's license or permit for the operation of any piece of farm equipment in the United States.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And that is just one more step in the war to end agriculture in this country.
And it's a great way to kill off a lot of people, isn't it, through starvation?
It certainly is. Well, what they're after, and I say they, I...
Hang on, okay. Fred, because we got to go to break. We'll be right back in about 2 or 3 minutes, so don't go away. Hold that thought, Fred. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back. Don't change the dial.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning to join myself and my guest, Fred Kelly Grant, one of the only attorneys I like, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. Fred, we've got a caller on the line, so let's take him real quick, and then you can start telling us all the good things you're doing, Fred, because I know you're doing a lot of good stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Jerry in Indiana, how are you this morning?
I'm fine as frog's hair.
Fine as frog's hair. Okay, well, there you go. We're rocking and rolling now. What's up, Jer?
Well, I was interested in some of the remarks that Mr. Grant made. I smiled when he told me that he was when he told us that he was educated at the University of Chicago, which is, of course, the home of those governed by a bunch of cockroaches. And I'm wondering what he perceives to ever be the solution of giving the citizens of the poor city their Second Amendment rights.
Fred, could you hear him?
I think the question was my view of the city of Chicago and the Second Amendment rights. Is that right?
Well, I'm not going to ask you for your view of Chicago, but I'm really interested in your perception of what may happen in terms of retrieving or giving the citizens of the community their Second Amendment rights, which
fully support the Second Amendment. I think it means what it says. I'm enough of a constitutional student that I know the purpose of it. The purpose of it was to not restrict and to let no government restrict in any way the possession of a firearm by a citizen. I fully understand the position, having been a prosecutor in a big city in Baltimore, and having lived in Chicago, I understand the fear of some people of handguns, but, you know, you don't cure the criminal problem by violating the Second Amendment.
I can barely hear him, and he's not answering my question.
Yeah, he is answering your question. What he thinks about the Second Amendment and the city of Chicago.
I know what he thinks about the Second Amendment. I'm just wondering if the Chicagoans are ever going to enjoy the benefits of it.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it because of the makeup of the government there.
A city governed by cockroaches.
Well, yeah. that may be. I don't live there. And I went to school there, but I don't live there.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask one more question before I get off the phone here.
Okay.
You made reference to the Texas corridor and helping there. And I think you've been quite successful because I think the emphasis is it may be by the globalists off of the Texas corridor concept, but they've switched it now to bringing in the contraband from all over the world into Canada, eastern Canada, I think, because that is rumored to be the reason why they're putting in a brand-new huge bridge from the Windsor area into Detroit. You know, there's not that much commerce in Detroit, so it's from a point of view of Detroit commerce, it just doesn't compute. But,
yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? Because Canadians seem to be deeper in the dark about what's going on with the thing that was down in Mexico being switched to Canada.
Well,
okay.
I think
thanks, Jerry. I'll let Fred answer. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Fred.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I think that's exactly what's happened. The original NAFTA superhighway was to lead from that Trans-Texas corridor right up into Michigan, Indiana, and to Canada in either one of those two states. I think that by our stopping it in Texas, that's exactly what's happened. The emphasis has been put now on the northern portion of the NAFTA superhighway.
Okay.
And for example, there is the development of a corridor that's being discussed coming from Canada into North Idaho and Montana. So I agree with him completely that the emphasis has shifted, and I think that the people up in that part of the country are not aware of what's going on, as were the people in Texas, who were going to lose their property and have their little towns divided, and thus they got organized and stopped it.
Hmm. Do you know, Fred, is there anything that anybody is doing thus far in terms of trying to awaken the people in Idaho or Windsor into Detroit? I mean, Detroit, I think, is kind of a lost cause in many respects. Awaken them to what's happening or what's going on with that, Fred?
Trademark America is working very hard in North Idaho. We, as a matter of fact, in just a couple of weeks, I can't remember the date right now, in two or three weeks, we're having a workshop in Clarkston, Washington, and there will be counties from all over North Idaho and eastern Washington and western Montana at that conference. We're working with counties from Custer County in Idaho, clear up to the north, and irrigation districts even in western Montana to alert them to what's going on, and they're using the coordination concept to try to prevent the very thing that happened in Texas, would have happened in Texas.
All right, I'll put my I'll have your office. Are they listening, Fred? Is anybody in your office listening? They can email the dates, and I'll put it up on my website for when you're up there at events. So you know, maybe people can go there who check out my website may want to go and listen to you guys and find out what's going on. Boy, I'll tell you, Fred, these people aren't at a loss for ways to come at the American people, are they?
No. The strategy of every agency is such that they're taking on, and particularly rural America, they're taking on agriculture, they're taking on grazing, logging, all of the natural resource industries in order to shut down private property rights. The national forests are being closed down. The Department of Justice is after all independent miners who have private property claims in the forests. The attempt to end grazing is not as strong as it was 18 years ago, but it's still there. It's very difficult to satisfy the guidelines and regulations.
I'm telling you, Fred, it's a mind blower. We've got just about another minute before we take a short break, Fred, and then we actually have a caller from Idaho we'll take after the break.
Okay.
Well, you can tell us when we come back from break, Fred. I know you've got some good news or some more ideas and things that you're doing, and I know you're hard at work all the time, so maybe when we come back from the break.
We've got some real positive things going on, Maggie.
Good. Well, people need to hear that, Fred, because most of the stuff that I report on my show and people hear the people talk about it, there's nothing good, nothing positive about it. Listen, we've got to go to a break, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. My guest, Fred Kelly Grant. We will join you. We will be back in 2 minutes. Do not go away. So hang in there, everybody.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm joined this morning by Fred Kelly Grant. He is an attorney, and he has an organization entitled Trademark America. Their website is trademarkamerica.org. Fred has been actively fighting for the property rights of individuals all over this country for a very long time. He is one of the attorneys that we love because Fred's one of the good guys, and he's been on my show with me before, and I know, Fred, that when we went to break, you had said you had some good things to report. So let's talk about a couple of the good things, and then we've got a couple callers we'll take. How's that sound?
That sounds great. We have put together a plan for Siskiyou County, California, a county that its economy has just been devastated by the ending of logging. Now it's threatened by the plan to destroy the four dams or three dams, I think it's three, on the Klamath River, which destruction of dams proposed by the federal government and bought into by the states for the purpose, supposedly, of saving the salmon. We together a plan for them by which we will fight the destruction of the dams. We'll petition to delist the spotted owl, petition to delist the coho salmon, and promote and work toward the Forest Service beginning to log the forests again.
Oh, that would be excellent.
And we have been able to bring, so far we've been able to bring the cattlemen, the Farm Bureau, various water users groups and so on, all together to fight this thing together, and we'll take the lead in doing that for them.
Well, you know,
one of the other things is that we will do there is stop the closing of roads by the Forest Service. I had a workshop in Grants Pass, Oregon, just about a week ago with 12 sheriffs, 8 from Northern California and 4 from Southern Oregon, all of whom have assumed their coordination authority and told the Forest Service to stand down, that they won't close any more roads in their counties unless the sheriffs sign off on them and assert that public safety will be protected even with the roads closed.
Wow.
I'm very proud of them. They're stepping up and taking the authority that's been theirs from the beginning of time. But unfortunately, for many years, sheriffs weren't aware of the authority they had.
Well, you know, that's so true, Fred. I've had Sheriff Mack on my show a handful of times, and I know around here in Pennsylvania, there's a couple of counties where groups have tried to form like what you would call like a sheriff's brigade to try to help and support the sheriff and get the sheriff to recognize as the only elected law enforcement officer what unique role they actually play. But it's very difficult to get a lot of the sheriffs to have any clue what's going on and what it is they're supposed to be doing.
Well, it is. These sheriffs all have stepped up. They've already said after the workshop, they've already told the Forest Service to stand down. One of them invited me just this weekend to appear at the Northern Sheriffs Association in California in September address all the sheriffs and have a workshop to demonstrate to them how strategically they can make this coordination concept work for them. Not just on road closures, but also on bringing back logging and financing of, or rather revenue from the forests, because of the fact that the lack of that revenue hurts the sheriff's opportunity to provide for the public service.
Right. Tell me something, Fred. Did you by chance tape this presentation you gave to the sheriffs?
I didn't tape it, but we are going to, there is a video of the 10th Amendment seminar that I give, and I did talk about the sheriffs in that video. Then we have another conference this next weekend in Seattle where I'm going to specifically spend time for maybe 2 or 3 hours on the presentation of the sheriff's authority.
Okay.
And we'll have that available after Saturday.
Okay. Because
by the way, that conference, for anybody that's in the Seattle area, in 2 days, I'm going to go through all of the elements of the 10th Amendment that provide the tools for local governments and now citizens as a result of the latest Supreme Court decision to exercise those powers of the 10th.
What Supreme Court decision was that?
That's Bond versus United States, and it was a case that I had talked about for a couple of years, and I was hopeful that the Supreme Court would decide it the way they did, and they did. And what they decided was that an individual has the power to raise the 10th Amendment defense to an unconstitutional federal or overreaching federal action.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a very important decision. It's going to open the way for coalitions of citizens to use that 10th Amendment to fight off regulations.
Oh, that's excellent, Fred. Listen, we've got, I don't know, what have we got, about 2 minutes before we go to a break. So let's grab a couple callers real quick, Fred.
Okay.
Bill in Idaho, how you doing, Bill?
Yes, obviously. I wanted to thank you, certainly the station, certainly your guest. I don't know whether he appreciates how very important his efforts are for regaining this republic. We have the trans corridor going on here, the Yukon to Yucatan, right down 95, and the citizens of the city of Coeur d'Alene and all the cities up and down, Rathdrum, Idaho, Afro, et cetera, have no idea what's going on around them. And it's absolutely frightening. They have stacked cordwood from just the throwaway of the forest that they're clearing for this highway corridor coming down out of Canada, stacked up against along Highway 95 North. People drive by it day in and day out, Silverwood. I don't think they even appreciate what's getting ready to happen for them. And you try to tell them, and it's just like crickets.
Nobody yeah, I know it. I know. It. Bill, hang on, because we're going to be going to break in, in about 30 seconds. So hold on, Bill. I'll let you finish when we come back from the break. Hang in there, Fred, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest is the wonderful Fred Kelly Grant. We will be right back in 2 minutes. Do not change the dial.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number, if you would like to call into the show today, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a link to my guest's website, which is trademarkamerica.org, up on my website. Listen, there's a ton of good information there. I've got a link to all kinds of websites, or links, I should say, with tons of information related to UN Agenda 21, sustainable development. Everything that Fred is talking about is all part of this agenda. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's logging or saving coho salmon or these pretend endangered species that they've put on these list to deny people the right to do what they want to do on their property. It doesn't matter what we look at today. It is all related in one way or another to this diabolical scheme to control humanity. And fortunately for us, we have people like Fred Kelly Grant in the world who have been fighting fervently to try to prevent that from happening. And so I am so thrilled, Fred. And I just got an email from somebody who was telling me that they love what you have to say and what you do. There's a lot of people out there, Fred, who truly appreciate all the effort that you've put in through your organization to fight against what these evil, evil people are doing.
I think the name was Bill, the caller just before the break.
Yes, I think he's still on the line with me, too. Well, Bill, are you still on there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yukon to Yucatan corridor is a very pervasive and pernicious corridor. The governor of Idaho, by order to his agencies, has ordered them to cooperate with that corridor. A year and a half ago, I assisted a senator in Washington, a state senator, to stop in committee a bill by the Washington legislature that would have ordered cooperation of all state agencies with the corridor. It is a terrible thing that the people of North Idaho have no idea what that corridor is. It's the Idaho version of the Trans-Texas Corridor, with the exception that it's not going to be a toll road and it's not going to be 4 football fields wide, but it is a definite part of the entire NAFTA superhighway structure.
That is so tragic, both of you. Republic Broadcasting, I don't know whether you're aware, Maggie, John Stattmiller, Chris Hinckley, both for your radio, successfully blocked that in Washington State when Gregoire tried to push it through a year or two ago. State senator that you cooperated with.
Yes. Yes, I didn't remember his name, but Shelley Short was his chief of staff that I dealt with, and she's now in the House of Representatives in Washington.
Exactly. They did a wonderful job blocking it.
Yes.
With Mr. Butcher Otter here.
Yes.
Who is actively involved in the Trojan Triangle discussion that Vicki Davis has well and aptly outlined on her, Maggie, that...
Channeling Reality is her website. In fact, she's going to be on again with me on, I think, Thursday this week. Channeling Reality. Channeling, like a river, a channel. Channeling Reality.
It would be a possibility, sir. Chris Hinckley, Mercury Radio, on Republic, as well as Maggie and Vicki Davis, would be a very good tight action team right about now. The Deltas to again oppose this and successfully defeat it.
Hang on, Bill, hang on, because I want to keep you. I've got Lee and Georgia Werner in New Brunswick. Don't go away, everybody. We're talking with Fred Kelly Grant this morning. We'll be right back in a minute. This is a quick break. Don't leave.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.